B-Pod Studios.
You know what day it is?
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
And a good Wednesday morning, everyone.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. We have such a fun show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
It's only Wednesday?
It's a great show ahead.
It's Wednesday.
Fun show.
That's your favorite day.
This is such a fun show. There is so much more fun happening.
It's showtime.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Oh, good morning. How you doing, everybody? Can we recommend a good college for your kid?
I bribed a couple of people to get into UMass.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. I had to pay off with a six-pack of Moosehead to get my kids in the University of Maine. It was a big deal. Well, I tell you. Boy, isn't that amazing?
It's not. It's one of the grossest stories ever. Like, I just think that everyone's awful. You know, like, you have these two people, we have 50-plus people involved in this, but, you know, the actress factor, like Felicity Huffman, who I really liked, actually, you know, I thought they were, like, normal, nice people. It turns out they're monsters who want their...
They're just regular, old, elite, rich people.
Privileged.
She's married to William H. Macy, right?
Yeah, yes. Shameless. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shameless. And you know what's really interesting?
What's that?
Is that he didn't get charged. And I feel
because
like
because he was smart.
Yeah, I feel like that was a quiet
ride home.
He was
smart enough to get into school on his own.
No. Okay. We'll
discuss all this at Dirty Laundry. Because I don't know. When are we going to discuss it? All day.
All morning long.
There's not enough to say about it.
I'm not that good at math, but $25 million to bribe your kid into college.
A little high side. Okay, so we got that going for us today. For you sports fans, Odell Beckham Jr. is going to Cleveland.
That's punishment right there.
Yeah, that's right.
Although he
will have Baker Mayfield.
This is not a two-Beckham town.
That's right.
We're all set. Okay. I bribed somebody to make sure that happened.
We appreciate that. You're not going to believe the Toyota has taken out a new patent on their vehicles.
Really?
And this could help the lady. Remember the lady at the Market Basket?
Yes, I do. I actually thought of her yesterday.
Was almost kidnapped or whatever happened there. This could help her in the future. So we got that coming up for you this morning. The guy who's going on the special diet for Lent, drinking nothing but beer for all of Lent here.
Got a sacrifice.
That's right. There are sacrifices that have to be made. Win a grand in 60 seconds. We got men from Maine and 620 and 720. And win a grand in 60 seconds. We kind of about 10 minutes. And it's going to be a little bit warmer today, about 44, maybe 45 degrees. Right now in Boston, it is chilly out there. We got what's the latest temperature you saw?
Was 24.
24 degrees? Yeah,
yes.
Okay. So bundle up this morning, okay?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, here comes the marching band for your kid's college.
Oh, right? My God. Right, you guys, this is the craziest scandal ever. And when I got the text from our associate producer, Cody, oh, my God. Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman arrested yesterday, part of this sting, which is so greatly named Operation Varsity Blues.
That's
who
good.
Comes up with that? The FBI must have a person.
They,
like
got, a,
headline
they got a headline writer.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really good.
So 50-plus people, rich people, were arrested or charged because they were paying this guy millions of totals of millions of dollars to get their kids into the college of their choice.
Apparently, he's made over $25 million.
Oh,
on this
my
thing.
God. This guy's been doing this. Mark Singer's 2011. He decided to do this scheme. This is what's interesting about it. So the way he explained it to FBI agents is that he's like, all right, there's like the front door to get into college, and that's what everyone does. Like you actually do the stuff you usually do. You take the exams, you just apply, that's it. Then there's the back door getting into a college, which means that your parents are super rich and they'll donate like a building or like a couple of million dollars to some school. And that's
like how the regular rich people.
Yes, they buy a building or they donate or whatever.
Without breaking the law.
Without breaking the law. Okay. That should be against the law, but whatever. Maybe that will come out of this. But so then he created, and he said this in the indictment, he created a side door. And the side door is that these parents, instead of waiting like the front door people or donating millions and millions of dollars for the backdoor people, the side door is like, we're going to get this done. We're going to bribe some coaches. We're going to take some tests for you. We're going to proctor the SATs. We're going to make sure you get a 1500 on your SATs or all this other stuff. And parents would pay up to between $15,000 and $75,000 per test taking or per application. Wow. Or per,
so, so depending, so it was like a, an a la carte kind of thing?
Yes. Do you want us to take the test for your daughter? Yep. Or do you want us to, you know, actually pretend that your son is a sailor?
We could have a, we could have a proctor change the answers.
Yes, change the answers.
Change the answers on the test.
Or,
yeah,
it's,
right.
or it's
like
Lori
Loughlin and her husband, who's a designer, they spent $500,000 creating false athletic profiles that their daughters were
on the crew team.
Yeah.
Out of USC.
Where they were like prospective recruits is how they would do it. So they would, you know, get preferential treatment.
Where they would bribe the coach.
But
coach could present.
That was like, it was more complicated, which is why it cost them $500,000 because they had to bribe the coach and they had to do the Photoshop.
Photoshop pictures of the unbelievable.
I was not impressed by the Photoshop, by the way.
No,
I can do better than that.
Now, what they would do,
and I am much cheaper.
They would Photoshop somebody's face over somebody else's face.
An actual athlete.
Right, an actual living, breathing athlete.
What really ticks me off, what's really interesting about this thing is two things. These rich people would go through this guy, and they would pay him through a charity, and then then he would send a letter from the charity so they could write off the bribes on their taxes.
It's money laundering. Terrible
money
laundering.
Yes.
Wow.
And the other thing that really, really bothers me is that a lot of these rich people would say that their kids had learning disabilities so they could take the SATs and the ACTs for a longer time period and in a separate facility.
And they
that would be able to facilitate the proctors.
Wow.
So that it's all of it's rotten, but it, like there are parts of it that are super rotten.
There's a lot of layers of this onion.
And you guys, like Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, like the seemingly nicest people in Hollywood, turn out to be like the momagers. You know, like
remember, they're actors.
I know. I always try to separate, but it's hard.
I know.
And, you know, and the funny thing, too, William H. Macy. He was involved in, like, some of this, all of this stuff, but he didn't write anything down, so he wasn't charged.
He was the only one smart enough to keep his nose clean.
How much money says that they get a divorce?
Really? You think
so? I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, coming up, by the way, coming up next, the pig that paints.
Pig. Picasso.
Amazing.
Picasso.
I like
that. Picasso. This pig is fetching serious cash for its artwork.
Artwork.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Dude, I guess it's true what they say that, you know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. This is the great Picasso report.
Move over, Francis Bacon. That's an art reference.
Wow.
Trust me, I had to Google it.
Francis Bacon. Very good.
So in South Africa, there's this, you know, pet refuge, sort of animal refuge place that, you know, you drop off animals that aren't wanted anymore. And in 2016, somebody dropped off a pig. And the pig, it's in a pen. And they were like, all right, we want to make this pig happy. So they put in, like, balls and, like, you know, things to play with and stuff like that. And the pig destroyed everything except the paintbrushes in the corner because it was a new barn and they just left some paintbrushes. And the pig loved the brushes. So somebody got the bright idea to, you know, have, like, put some paint there and, you know, a
let
canvas.
The pig paint.
Let the pig paint. Oh, my God. The pig loves to paint so much, dipping the brushes into pots of paint, making her mark. Her paintings can sell for up to $4,000. By the way, the pig's name is Picasso.
Picasso, yes.
Okay. Picasso. And all the proceeds from these, the artwork is going to animal welfare, but this is my favorite part of the story. Even one of her her pieces of art was bought by Swiss watchmaker Swatch and is used as a face of a Swatch watch, which is amazing.
There are still Swatches?
Yes, and they reissued the strawberry smelling one, just so you know.
They did, really.
They
okay,
did.
That's really
which
this
is
one
like
smells
a
like
Christmas
bacon.
Miracle. Yes, exactly. This one
smells
like bacon.
Smell like bacon. You're right.
Anyway, you can buy The Flying Pig by Ms. Picasso, featuring green, blue, and pink brush strokes. It's a Swatch watch for $120.
Wow. Plus, you know, it'll make a great sandwich someday, too.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
That's something.
80s and more. 5-7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay, what's going on?
Big
really?
Bruins flat out stunk last night up in Columbus. Pounded by the Blue Jackets 7-4. Brad Marchand had two goals. Celts coming off their 3-1 West Coast road trip. Back in action on the parquet tomorrow night against the Sacramento Kings. NFL free agency officially begins today. Red Sox lost their sixth straight exhibition game. They fell to the Tigers 4-3. And Odell Beckham Jr. is not coming to Foxborough. Traded from the New York Giants to the Cleveland Browns for a couple of first-round draft picks and another player. That's a look at sports. I'm Hank Morris.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
It's pretty interesting how the college entrance scandal explodes right now at the very critical time of the year when, you know, thousands and thousands of students are waiting to hear if they're getting into their favorite college, and the parents are wondering about the whole thing. It's a lot of stress going on right now.
Yeah, speaking of Uptown Girl. Okay, so imagine all you want to do is go into USC. That's all you want to do. That's and you don't get in. And then you realize, oh my God, this person got in. And this is Lori Loughlin's daughter. She's a freshman at USC. Her parents said, you know, they paid $500,000 for her to almost cheat her way in. Did she know about it? I'm not sure. This is what she had to say about college.
So I'll be going to college and I'll still be working on YouTube. With work, it's going to be hard. Like my first week of school, I'm leaving to go to Fiji for work. And then I'll be in New York a bunch this year for work and traveling to a different country because I'm creating something with this country and that's for work. So I don't know how much of school I'm going to attend, but I'm going to go in and talk to my deans and everyone and hope that I can try and balance it all. But I do want the experience of like game days, partying. Yeah. I don't really care about school, as you guys all know.
Okay.
Game days and parties. That's what it's all about.
Way to go.
I'd take away her iPhone if I were her parents.
That's right.
So Olivia Jade.
That's her moneymaker.
Yeah, exactly. Olivia Jade is a YouTube sensation. She's got more than 2 million followers on YouTube. She has since she was 14 years old.
Yes.
She's 19 now. Yep. She's got 1.5 million followers on Instagram. She has a bunch of sort of ad campaigns with Target.
Did you happen to see her net worth, her 19-year-old net worth?
No, I didn't. What is it?
It's millions.
Yeah, she's got gazillions of dollars. She doesn't really want to go to school. Her parents didn't graduate from college. Didn't go to college, Lori Loughlin and Massimo. And so I think there was a lot of pressure for her and her sister to go to college. Her sister's a sophomore. But, you know, to see these sort of insufferable kids who already even have a career take the place of somebody who really wants to go, who earned their spot, who had the grades, who did all that stuff,
and then
is infuriating. It's really depressing.
And she didn't even row crew.
I know. That whole concept of photoshopping yourself on a crew team just seems so unbelievable to me.
It is awful because I heard this great story about this homeless kid. He applied to 17 schools. He got into all 17 schools.
Get out.
Yeah. Came here, didn't speak English till he's. And there are kids like that getting kept out of schools by kids whose parents are spending $500,000 to buy their way
into school. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, I
just when you thought the college acceptance process couldn't get worse.
That's right.
I mean, parents who are like wondering right now who are waiting for their kids to get accepted to their reach and all that other stuff. And it's so stressful. I know a lot of people who are going through it right now. To see this happen, it must pile on to the already stressful situation.
Do you have a theory on the whole thing?
I do have a theory on the whole thing, and I'm going to tell you at 7:25.
Okay,
because
hold on to that theory, okay?
Okay.
Okay, coming up.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Morning.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus is just returning from an extended moose hunting trip, and he spots little Ephus Jr. on a brand new expensive bicycle, and we hear...
Well, say there, little Ephus, where'd you get that brand new bicycle?
Oh, I bought it myself, Pa.
Well, that looks mighty expensive. Where'd you get the money?
I earned it hiking.
Hiking? Come on, tell me the truth. How'd you get that money?
It is the truth, Pa. Every night when you were gone, Mr. Reynolds from the corner store would come over and see Ma, and he'd give me a $100 bill and tell me to take a hike.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, it's conspiracy theory time here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program.
It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a theory about why people, why college is such a pain and why college acceptance is so stressful and how it really doesn't serve our kids. Now, you read a list of, like, the most popular,
yes.
They asked a bunch of teenagers, what are the colleges you want to get into?
Yeah.
And there was a list that was, like, Stanford.
Okay, number one was Stanford, number two was Harvard, and then it goes down, you know, like UCLA, Penn.
Yep.
And
Yale. I don't know.
Name brands. The usual suspects.
Name brands.
Ah, yeah.
All right? So, college is like Lululemon leggings. They're the most popular leggings.
Overpriced.
Yes, overpriced and see-through.
Way overpriced.
No, but here's the thing. Exactly. It's got that huge name recognition, and everybody wants them, and everybody thinks they're great, and, you know, they only come in certain sizes, so if you get to wear them, then you're fancy, too. And you go, and the thing is that not everybody's made for Lululemon.
They don't fit everybody.
They don't. It's not a fit for everybody. Yeah, sometimes you walk into a Lululemon store, and they say to you, we have larger sizes in the back.
That's right. There's no Lululemon big and tall.
They look at you and say, you're in the wrong store.
No, but, like, it's just not going to serve you well. You're not going to feel good about yourself. You're not going to do your best work in your Lululemon leggings. In fact, you might want to go to Athleta. That might be a perfect spot for you. Or you might want to go to Gap Body. That might be even better. Or, you know what? Target's Champion line? Decent. It's just like you have to let go of the thought that if you go to Boston College or Harvard or Yale, it's going to fix your life. It's not. You're just going to have... You have to find the school that's best for you. You know, if you're like an average student and you get into Yale, you're going to be like a really bad student. So why wouldn't you go to a college that's smaller for you or whatever? I just don't understand this name brand stuff. And now look at all the things that parents do.
I think there's a lot of parental pressure. You think there's a lot of parental pressure?
You know what? I'm one of these people who thinks that everyone should go to a state college because you get out of there without tons of loans, and it's just better for everybody. I think of college as a racket. I think everyone should go and get a higher education and do what they can or you know, do whatever they want to do. But this whole pressure of getting into these great schools and having it on your resume, let me tell you this. Nobody asks me where I went to college. Nobody. And it stopped after, like, after the age of 25.
But... people who went to Harvard tell you every other sentence.
Minutes.
Right, that's
first
very true.
5 minutes, does, people.
And you got to admit, that opens a lot of doors.
No, it shuts a lot of mine. I'm like, okay. I guess initially it does, but then it doesn't.
Well,
your body of work.
The initial thing is the thing. But that's where it all starts. You got to get the first job. You know, and you're not going to be, you're probably not going to be a law clerk for the Supreme Court. If you went to, whatever.
Who wants to do that?
Well, you know what the problem is they start asking 17- and 18-year-old kids to try and make lifetime decisions with this huge price tag.
It's ridiculous.
And they don't know what they want to eat Saturday night.
I know. Right. It's true.
Pizza. So.
That's right. Pizza. Always pizza.
Right.
Noodles. That's probably
what it is. A lot of money in pizza.
That's right. Just huge money in pizza. Just ask Domino's, you know?
That's right.
The Lorne and Wally Morning Show. With Lorne, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. All day and night. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, let's get to it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay, 7:45, Dirty Laundry Report. I have Ben Affleck news, Britney Spears news, but let's get to the scandal first. How did a Felicity Huffman get arrested? Oh, my God, FBI, guns drawn.
Could you believe that?
I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, don't you think that's a little on the excessive side?
No, I don't think so. I think it sent a message.
And I think it's stupid.
You think it's stupid?
Yeah, I think it's stupid.
Everybody wants to see the perp walk.
Yeah.
That's what they want. That's what they want. Yep. And I want to see the FBI and their FBI outfits.
And their FBI windbreakers. My wife was waiting for Lori Loughlin to land.
She's...
Like, I just want to see her get off and get arrested.
Yes.
I don't know why.
She's out of the country, so she'll be arrested today. That must have been super scary, by the way. But she was released on $250,000 bail. Not Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman. Her husband met her at the courthouse and took her home. That must have been a very quiet ride because
he didn't get charged,
even though he was totally involved.
William H. Macy, right?
Yeah, William H. Macy from Shameless. And I really like him, actually, as an actor. I don't know him as a person.
They had her on a recorded phone call.
Yes, they had her in emails, recorded phone calls. The reason that he wasn't arrested was a technicality because they didn't have any of his information on the one daughter, but they never went through with the second daughter that's when he went back and forth on the emails with this
guy. I got the last one. You get this one.
Yeah,
okay,
William
he was
Singer.
Involved with daughter number two. She was involved with daughter number one.
They were both involved, but he never wrote anything down or talked. Yeah. So he just, it's a technicality. Okay. He's totally, totally guilty of it all. But anyway.
That's why I might let my wife handle everything.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, you're in charge of getting him to school.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So I think we know why Lori Loughlin did this, where she got the idea, because it's all because of Aunt Becky. And this is from Full House.
Look, Mrs. Jacobs, we have to be honest. Well, I have to be honest. We may have, he may have embellished. Lied a bit on our application.
Honest. She's been on this honesty kick all week.
Well, we had a feeling you might have embellished. Not too many two-year-olds are proficient on the bassoon. The bassoon?
Probably too short for the cello.
It only shows you want what's best for your boy. So, come along, children. We're going to have a wonderful time. Mrs. Katsopoulos, ambassador.
All right. See, you know, everything you learn from sitcoms on TV. All right, Ben Affleck, his new Netflix movie starts today. That's exciting. It's called Triple Frontier, and it's Special Forces reunite in South America. They're going to have a heist for some heist, and then I think it's like very action-packed and very... dark, but I also think it's going to be great because this is, I think, his first original movie on Netflix, so that's exciting.
I bet Steven Spielberg will.
Oh, he's going to be so mad about it. And I saved the best for last, you guys.
Yep.
Britney Spears musical is coming to Broadway in 2020 and all bound down to Britney Spears. It's starting in Chicago, replacing the Michael Jackson musical that they canceled. It starts in Chicago later this year, and here's my favorite part about it. It features 23 songs, including some deep cuts from Britney. And it's about fairy princesses, but they're feminists. And it's about sort of like them growing into the women they want to be. I cannot wait to see this musical with Walter Brine.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Oh boy, it's time to play games here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program because Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air. And our player this morning comes from Worcester, Massachusetts. Her name is Sherry Siegel. She's an IT specialist.
Get a lot of IT specialists.
Yes, yes, there are. Hey, Sherry, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good. You are?
Good to hear.
I am.
So now, Sherry, being an IT specialist, you probably are able to retain a lot of information. You're very analytical, and you probably have a lot of useless knowledge in your head. Is that correct?
No, I just Google a lot.
Oh!
Okay, all right.
Okay, well, that explains it.
Sherry, did I DJ your wedding?
You did.
Oh, my God, what a spectacular wedding.
No kidding.
Walt Dam.
Wow.
Thank you, yes. Thank you. We had a great time, thanks to you.
How long ago was this?
Well, almost a year.
Months.
Yeah? How's it going?
Oh, we're still happy.
Okay.
Give it time.
Yeah, give it time. Yeah, that'll fade away.
Call us back in 2 months.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now here's the deal.
That's
not
true, I have to say.
We're going to try to make you happier today because we have $1,000 in cash here. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. You have the 60 seconds. Give all 10 answers correctly. If you don't know an answer, say pass, make it quick, move on. But don't pass on too many because you've got to come back, save the time to come back and pick them up. Are you ready to play?
I hope so, yes.
Okay, everybody, here we go. Let's play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What is 20 minus 4?
16.
How many items in a baker's dozen?
13.
Spell Jaguar.
J-A-G-U-A-R.
In the Joy of Painting TV series, this man taught people how to paint happy little clouds.
Oh, my God. Ross Puck.
What movie coined the phrase, I'm going to make him offer an offer he can't refuse?
Godfather.
What was Victoria Beckham's stage name in The Spice Girls?
Pass.
Levi Strauss started this. Sold these to gold miners in San Francisco in the 1800s.
You have to repeat that.
Levi Strauss started selling these to gold miners in San Francisco in the 1800s. The singer's real name is Alicia Moore.
Pass.
Oh, we had some pauses. Now,
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross. You know what? Yeah. I was going to give it to you. I just wasn't sure.
Yeah, I mean, Jeopardy rules, they do, you know, they always go last name on Jeopardy.
Do they do Jeopardy rules?
A lot of times.
Yeah, we're
okay.
Let's do Jeopardy rules.
I think we should take that. So
all right, we're
going to
take
six
that.
Six correct.
Okay. All right.
Six correct is correct,
yeah.
Okay?
And really, we just ran out of time. You didn't get the last two questions, which I will save for tomorrow, but this singer's real name is Alicia Moore. Pink.
Oh, yes, of course.
I know, but you know what? You did well. It was just time was not on your side.
Victoria Beckham, that's right.
Victoria Beckham's stage name is Posh Spice.
Posh Spice. Okay, you did a good job, so we have a fine consolation prize for you.
We do. I love this one.
Okay, have you seen the Mary Poppins Returns thing yet?
Not yet.
You're going to see it now. It's fantastic. The fantastic film, instantly on digital 4K, Ultra and HD. Movies anywhere now, playing now, and on 4K Ultra and Blu-ray DVD March the 19th with a sing-along version, never-before-seen bonus features. It's got the whole package. We're going to send all this off to you. So thank you very much for playing the game today. Have a fabulous
day. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Say hi to Denise.
I will. Thank you.
Get up. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you think you can play this game and win this game? All you got to do is log on to WRR.com. When your turn comes, we contact you, and then you go on the air with us, and you win $1,000 from Century Bank.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Hank said something to LBF that really stunned.
I was stunned.
Stunned. Totally stunned.
And
totally
stunned. Here's what it is. He said, I don't care if I have bad breath.
Right. I really don't care anymore.
Wow. That is stunning to me. Like, that's it. You've just given up. Like, who cares?
Well, the other day, we took Pam and I take Harvey swimming on Thursdays, this great little swim club. So she hands him to me. I take him. I go get his wet bathing suit. I put his clean clothes on. I'm exhausted. I come out, and, you know, he's got a new fresh diaper on. And so we're together. We're close. And I'm holding him, and she's got a couple of bags, and I have a couple of bags and the baby. And she looks at me like, ooh, I smell something. So she looks at Harvey like, ooh, does he need to be changed? I go, I just changed him 2 minutes ago. Like, she goes, ooh, something really smells. And then she leans in to smell the baby, and she goes, oh, it's your breath.
Oh. Okay, go, your wife compared your breath to a dirty diaper.
Yes, she did.
Wow. Well, that's bad breath.
She did. Wow. And I said, excuse me? She goes, ooh, your breath really stinks. Well, thanks a lot. So I brush my teeth 2-3 times a day, and I've been trying to eat healthy the last few weeks. I don't know if this is what it is. Maybe
it might be the diet change because you've been on this diet.
So I figure if my wife thinks my breath, it's hard to keep fresh breath all the time.
Yeah.
So you know what? I could care less.
That's it. You're just giving up. You're like,
what am I going to do? Go buy mints, gum all the time. You know what? If I have good hygiene.
But it doesn't matter. Because it still smells.
It really doesn't matter. So I've kind of given up. I don't care.
So what if she wants to kiss you?
That isn't going to happen.
Well, especially not if your breath
is bad. What if you're like talking to somebody at work?
Well, if I know that she's going to kiss me,
yeah,
then I'll brush my teeth again.
Okay.
Because usually she lets me know.
Okay.
Just a warning.
Don't take a shower and brush your teeth.
But what about the general public?
You know what? I don't get close enough to people. Like, you and I, we sit 6-7 feet away. Everybody, I'm 6-7. Maybe there's a reason why I'm this far away from you guys.
But, you know, you can always do that.
So, you know what the key is, though, in general public, if you're talking to somebody, you have to turn to the side so you're almost talking into the ear and not directly into their face.
Lucky they can't smell their ear.
But sometimes you'll catch a whiff and you're like, whoa. And then that's that person's, I don't know, maybe I'm friends with a lot of close talkers, but Dave Falcone, my husband, is obsessed with oral health. Like,
really?
He is a flosser. He actually wanted a water pick for Christmas.
Really? Yep.
He, like, brushes his teeth twice, three
That doesn't
times
bother
a day.
You at all?
Why?
Well, every time, like, you know, we drink coffee early in the morning. Maybe I'm leaving work. I'll grab, like, some mints or some gum, and my wife will see it in the car, and she's like, what? You have a girlfriend or something?
See?
Like, no, I just had bad. I just wanted to make my breath smell not horrible.
No, because we drink a lot of coffee in here.
I'm having a lot of coffee.
It really gives
you
bad breath.
Did that not enter your mind with Dave? I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So
anyway, carry on.
Thank you.
Carry on.
Never mind. He said
that. A cup of coffee?
Not a big deal.
Okay. Oh, was he out last night?
Okay. No, don't worry about a thing.
God.
I'm sure it's just coffee breath. No problem.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wiley Show.
Good morning. This is Lauren and Wiley. Morning show. Okay, so the big story that broke yesterday about the college cheating, the exams and all that stuff getting in, it affects, you know, thousands of our listeners who are under a lot of pressure right now because it's that time of the year when the kids are beginning to wait to see if they're going to get into college, see? So basically, in a nutshell, here's what happened. There's this man named William Singer. He set up a fake charity that rich people could pay into. In exchange, he would fraudulently get their kids into some of the top schools in the country. Here's how he did it, sometimes with straight-up bribes, but he'd also help students cheat on college entrance exams, and he'd even fake athletic credentials for them. As much as photoshopping their face on the bodies of athletes.
Yeah, and the Photoshops were not that good.
Not that good.
I was,
okay.
as someone who dabbles in Photoshop,
yeah,
I could do it, and much cheaper.
Much cheaper.
Email
much
me
better.
Here.
Millions of dollars went into this fake. Now, here's what I'm wondering. Can these people also get caught up in tax evasion? Because if it's a fake charity and they try to write this off on their taxes.
Yeah, which they were allowed to do because the fake charity would give them letters so that they could use that letter. Thanks for your $15,000 donation.
That's
like
federal time.
Pigs
get fat, but hogs get slaughtered. That's where it's like one of those things where they just pushed it too far, people.
Yeah.
Pushed
really?
It too far.
Seriously.
The thing that I'm really looking forward to today, I can't believe that I just said that I'm not a good person, is to see Lori Loughlin get arrested.
Oh,
Aunt Becky's going to get arrested when she comes back in the country today. And I wonder if it's going to be as crazy as when Felicity Huffman did. Guns drawn, FBI, open the door.
Freeze, man. I don't think that was really
necessary. They're probably excited out at the Framingham Women's Prison.
That's right. That's a good point on your part. You know, new guest.
She's still cute.
Oh, God.
Oh,
I don't know, man.
God.
That's
no,
it's unbelievable.
Just, I think it's really, you know, people are talking about this a little bit, but it's the level of advantage in cheating. But don't a lot of parents, like, pay for their kids to go to SAT improvement courses?
They do.
And
yeah.
they get a college coach?
They do.
I mean, there are levels of how you get your kid into college.
Well, this is the problem. There's too many rich people now. So
yes.
even the rich people, like, the advantages the rich people get normally, they're like, well, everybody's getting that.
Yeah,
I need
so they want that bottle
more
service.
Than that.
Yeah.
And what if you have, like, $200,000 already in the pipeline? It's not like you can call the feds and go, hey, can you get my $200,000
yeah.
back?
Yeah, yeah.
You
know, yeah right.
Yeah, all these rich elites that have like juniors and sophomores
right.
in high school.
Oh my God, I've wasted $200,000.
Honey, I'm sorry. You're gonna have to study for the SATs.
Study.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.